When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
How many times have I said limitations breed creativity? A lot of times, right? It's an idea that I believe in very strongly. And today's art sound off prompt is day 6. What are the most useful constraints on your project? That question itself reframes the idea of what constraint is, right? Constraint is a useful thing. Constraint is something that helps focus the mind. You know, the moment you throw down those first lines on the page, you're creating a constraint. These are the lines that I'm going to live with. Now everything else is going to work with that line. Oh, there's another line. All these lines have to work together. That kind of thing. Is that too abstract? And it's funny that happens to be today's prompt. Maybe it's not so funny. Maybe this is one of those things where it's like confirmation bias, where it's like I'm always looking for these kinds of constraints. And I'm always looking for how I can work within them. It gives you focus. It eliminates ambiguity. I'm reaching into my bag for something while I talk. So I have a story about constraints today and how it wound up. It started out being a real pain in my hiney, and it turned into something that gave me a really great idea. So I'm teaching class today. I'm teaching two different commerce classes, right? Actually, three. I'm teaching three commerce classes, but it's 4 days a week. One class is twice a week, and then there's two classes that are 1 day a week. Today, this one of the classes, I have a budget to actually Skype in guests, so people within the comics industry can visit my classroom via Skype. And then we bake in this thing where the guest hangs out on Skype while the kids visit individually. Because, you know, not everybody wants to raise their hand and ask a question in front of the group, especially when you get into like middle school age, right? So it's like, okay, well, yeah, if you don't want to ask the question during Q&A, you'll get some private time with them. You can ask your question then, right? Also helps keep the kids accountable. So when I'm, you know, during the class sessions, I can be like, okay, well, next week we're to work on inking. Make sure your penciling is done because Dan Mishkin is coming and he's going to look at your penciling with you. So there's an accountability angle to that as well. So Dan Mishkin was our guest today, and he was just terrific. He's just, I wish the man did his own podcast because I could listen to him all day talking about comics. And so the first 15 minutes of the visit, he's piped in over classroom speakers. I'm in like this art room at this middle school. So we pipe him in through like the speakers in the room, and he's projected on this TV or on the projection screen. But then when it turned into private consultation, I said, all right, so we're disconnecting Dan from the projector. I'm going to leave the computer over here. If any of you want to meet with him privately, step right up. Well, I forgot to bring headphones. And my VioZ Canvas, and I love this machine to death. I absolutely love it. It's my favorite computer I've ever owned. It's wonderful to draw on. It's a real workhorse. It doesn't give me any kind of like problems with lag or anything like that. Like the drawing engine, like the pen interface is just terrific. But the speakers really stink. Which, I mean, I remember reading that in reviews about the machine, and I was like, I don't care. What do I care about speakers? I'm not like, you know, having dance parties with this machine. That's not what I'm using it for. I'm using it for making art. Well, I'm also using it for Skyping in school visits. And as soon as I disconnected Dan from the overhead PA system, or the speaker system in the room, you just couldn't hear him. You could not hear him over my computer speakers. And so I asked the students, like, hey, we got a pair of headphones I can borrow? No, everybody's got earbuds. Gross, don't share earbuds. So it was very frustrating at first because I'm like, how am I going to run these private consultations? Ah, well, there's a desk out in the hallway. We'll set the kids up in the hallway, and then they could be like super private. They can like really speak freely because they're in a separate area from the classroom. That's great. Not ideal, but great. And then at one point the hall lights went out, so the kids couldn't show their work to Dan anymore on the webcam. So we had to move him to another room altogether. All right, well, you guys, if you want to meet with Dan, you got to go into like this adjacent room where the lights are on. all this is getting, I'm getting very apologetic to Dan. I'm like, Dan, I'm really sorry about all these hiccups. What a pain in the butt. Sorry about this. A lot of frustrations with the restraints that we have today, all because I forgot to bring a pair of headphones. And then when I went back into the classroom where all the other kids were working, I noticed that there was one student who was sitting off by themselves, and they didn't seem to be very interested in doing anything. Now, I could have chosen to be like, well, they're just in their own headspace, and, you know, I don't want to pressure anybody. I don't want to force anybody to do this stuff. I want them to want to do it. Maybe they just need a little bit of quiet alone time. But then I thought again, and I thought, well, I should sit down with this person. I sat down on the floor next to them. And I just started talking with them about what their story's about, what they're working on. And then they said to me, it's really hard to work in here with all of this, because my classrooms tend to get a little bit loud and hectic. I encourage the sharing of work between one another, and I encourage the kids to talk aloud while they're drawing. As long as they're still making work, they can listen to and talk about pretty much whatever they want. I don't demand a quiet classroom. I let the energy do what it wants to do for the most part. But it didn't occur to me that there might be people in the room who can't work in that kind of noise level. And so I found out from this young person that that is indeed what was going on. And because I just had solved this other problem, mostly out of desperation, like, oh, what else can we do with this? I thought, well, wait a second. There's a desk out in the hallway. There's a desk across the hall in this other room. We're going across the hall. And I took the student across the hall into the other room. I sat down with them. We talked quietly and just the two of us about what the project that they were working on and what they were stuck on. And I gave them a little bit of one-on-one time, but then I, you know, set them to work. I said, like, are you going to be cool working over here for a little bit? Yeah, you bet. Sure enough, I go back into the main classroom and continue visiting with the kids and coaching them and cajoling them and, you know, encouraging them along. Went back and checked on that other student at the end of class, and they had gotten a whole bunch of stuff done. So constraint, I mean, I guess if I were to turn it into an end of the episode, Mort calling Orson kind of constraint wrap up, is that, yeah, when first encountered, my initial reaction, my knee-jerk reaction is like, ah, why can't this go just exactly as I hoped it would? But then those, in solving or working within those constraints, I was made alert to solutions to other problems in the room. Maybe it's possible that every problem's a nail because I had a hammer at that moment, right? I get very suspicious of myself when it comes to that, because I get excited about solutions and then I start seeing how that solution can fix other things for me. So it's possible that it was that, but also I had this really lovely moment where I feel like I connected with a kid who was having trouble in the moment, which is a large part of why I do what I do, because I think about how, what it was like for me when I was that age, and how, you know, there were some teachers who met me halfway and there were some who didn't. There were some who saw my reluctance and frustration as more of a hindrance, as like a negative constraint. Whereas other teachers saw that as a challenge constraint. So what are the most useful constraints in my project? The most useful constraints today were technological failures and having to work within those parameters. And it was hectic. I broke a sweat today trying to solve problems and running back and forth between rooms, trying to make sure that everybody was, doing the stuff they were supposed to be doing instead of watching YouTube videos on their iPads. Although I encourage them to watch stuff on YouTube on their iPads as long as they continue to draw and are continuing to solve creative problems. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist. Jersey on Twitter, Jersey Droz on Instagram. BoulderAndFleet.com is where you can read my comic. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, as I said at the top, artsoundoff.com. And that day 6 prompt I read is part of a series of prompts that you can find at artsoundoff.com. And it's a challenge where me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger have, this is the fourth year going, where we dare ourselves to check in every day with an audio accompaniment to the work that we're doing. And, we're 6 days in, so that means you can't play along? Not necessarily so. There's a whole bunch of different levels of challenge where you can check in one day, you can check in just for a week, you can check in late. You know, just because you're here at day 6 doesn't mean that you can't do it. So if you are curious about this thing and want to check learn more about it, go to artsoundoff.com. All right, that's it for me. I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
There was a really wonderful moment in today's adventure story.
Bet I can guess what it was. It was when He-Man brought the water out of the lake.
No, that wasn't it.
Well, then, it must have been when He-Man lifted the whole top of the mountain.
That was incredible, but that wasn't it either.
Well, I give up.
The most wonderful moment was when Thad realized he must face his own responsibilities. In that one tiny second, I saw a boy grow into a man.